Is Talk Radio 680 WCBM. Time now for the Outdoorsman Radio Show with your host, Alan Ellis. Hey, good morning, everybody. We're in the second hour of the Outdoorsman Radio Show. We talk about fishing, hunting, and the great outdoors. My name is Alan Ellis, and we are counting down the minutes till Christmas on Wednesday. Tuesday night is Christmas Eve. Santa Claus will be making his rounds, and we hope that you will remember the real meaning for the season, the true meaning for the season, which is the birth of our Savior, Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. And everything associated with that. So you're welcome to give us a call here at 410-922-6680. No guests this hour, just you and I. We're going to talk about fishing, hunting, and the great outdoors on whatever topic you'd like to cover. I'll throw a few things out there if you like, but and you can get in the muzzleloader contest. We got this week and next week to get signed up, and then we'll draw the winner next week for a new Wolf muzzleloader from CVA, and fine muzzleloader it is, too. So we urge you to go to their website, cva.com, take a look at all their muzzleloaders, and make your selection. If you don't win and you need a muzzleloader, maybe you'll consider choosing CVA. So, anyway, Thursday night, we're trying a new spot in Montgomery County. The district is maybe a quarter mile away. We're in Montgomery County and we've been through all the traffic and all the beltway, you know, the 495 beltway and all this stuff. We've gone past federal buildings and, you know, we found this little spot. We didn't find it. I mean, my friend has this spot. He's had it for a couple of years. And it looks like nothing. It just looks like nothing. There's a strip of woods. There's a little creek. There's a bunch of bamboo. And I'm not going to pinpoint it, but there's some other features there that are pretty conducive to having some deer. And meet the guy's wife, walk across the yard, get in a tree stand on the edge of a creek. And on the other side of the creek is a feeder, some corn, which is, you know, plus or minus, but it's there. So it's Laura Rigsby, our social media coordinator, and me. And Laura, you know, just started hunting last year, and she took a deer with a rifle last year in Frederick County. She took a deer with a muzzleloader in Frederick County. Took a deer in Montgomery County this year with a shotgun. So she wants to take one with her bow, and she wants to take a buck, and she wants to take a buck big enough that she can mount, put it on the wall. Okay. So she's being picky. That's fine with me. So we're sitting in a stand. I'm looking over the real estate, and I said, Laura, I said, this creek, I said, I'm looking up through this woods here. These deer are going to come walking right down this creek, right down the edge of the creek or in the creek, and they're going to come to that corn pile if they're hungry. I didn't say that. It wasn't out of my mouth, but 4 minutes, and twigs snapped. Laura looked. Of course, this is hard to hear a twig snap with all the traffic. She heard a twig snap. She looked to her right, and there stood a deer, a nice buck. Nice wide buck, rack as wide as his ears, but wasn't much to it. He was a little odd. He had like four little points on one side and two on the other. So, you know, she probably would have shot that deer, but he just stood there at 20 yards and looked around and didn't have a good angle on the deer, and so he turned around and walked away. No alarm, didn't spook, didn't shake his tail, didn't do anything. So that was buck number one. About a half hour later, buck number two walked right down the creek, walked in front of the stand. This one was a 7-point. Little gnarly rack on it, not very wide. This deer was a year and a half old. Walked over the corn pile, sniffed around. 10 minutes later, a doe came out from the other side, some cover on the other side of the property, and walked over and joined the little 7-point. And they were there within 60 yards of us most of the time, and they would look at us, and then they'd go back to doing whatever they were doing. And so that went on for an hour and a half. Laura turned around, and she looked behind her, and we're in a big tree on a ladder stand, and you can't turn around. You just can't turn around. She said, there's two deer in the field behind us. Well, I was able to get around, turn around, take a look. Tremendous 10-point buck feeding our way. Two other bucks with it, 4-point and 6-point or something. I don't know. It was two little small bucks. They got into it. They started sparring back and forth. And 8-point keeps working his way towards us, keeps working his way towards us. More deer coming into the yard. We call it the field, but it was guys basically the backyard of the guy. The 8-point or the 10-point walked into 17 yards. It was coming right at us, walked in the trail. We walked in on, didn't walk in the creek, and stopped and wheeled and went back to feeding out in the field. He just did not present a shot. All in all, there were seven deer in the field at least. All bucks. We had saw 9 total deer, only 1 doe. The rest were all bucks. And those bucks worked around us. Another one walked by. Another small buck walked by right up the creek. And we passed on that one. It turned around and went the other way. And so it got dark. It was most exciting hunt with that many deer, that many bucks at one time, walking in, walking out, walking in range, not walking in range, just staying just out of range, tempting us. But that 10-point and the other buck that was in the field were definitely big shooters, and there was one other shooter in the bunch that we didn't get a good look at. It was too dark at that point. So great hunt. I didn't even have a bow. I did not have a bow. I was the spotter, the ranger, and the binocular guy. So it was one of the best hunts I ever had in my life. Let's talk to Vince in Linthicum. Sorry for the wait, buddy. How you doing, Vince?
I'm doing good. I have a question that's kind of always grinded my gears, per se.
Okay.
About Lockraven and Pretty Boy Reservoir.
Yep.
Because you pretty much have to sign your life away if you want to go there, saying that you won't take your boat anywhere else because of, I think it might be zebra mussels or something. But what's interesting that doesn't get brought up is that the river running in between the two, the Gunpowder River, there's like no restrictions on that. And I wanted to let everybody in on a little secret. It's the same waters, you know? So you can go on the Gunpowder River, you know, right above Lockraven, and you can have a zebra mussel party. You can do whatever you want. You know, you can take any kayak down there. There's float tubes. There's all kinds of stuff, and I was just wondering if you understood why, because it doesn't make sense that it's the same water, and they have these tight restrictions on the reservoirs, but no restrictions on the body of water that feeds.
Well, I don't think the Gunpowder River is governed by the same authority that the reservoirs are governed by. I think the city has authority over the reservoirs. And it's a city thing. If I remember, Kurt Schmoke was the one that put the restrictions on the reservoirs because of the threat of zebra mussels. And the bulk of the boat traffic, and the reason for the restriction is that if you were to take your boat anywhere in the world, including the Great Lakes or even the Susquehanna River or somewhere that has zebra mussels, and then launch it into one of the city reservoirs, that could introduce zebra mussels into the reservoir. And the primary thing is that they don't want the live well water that you've possibly picked up a zebra mussel larva being dumped into the reservoirs. That's
and
the same way with vegetation on your motor, the same way with with your motor, that you could have possibly picked up a zebra mussel or two on your trolling motor, on the bottom of your boat, wherever it might be. And that is the primary reason. But I think the biggest thing is that the city is in control of the boats that go into the watershed. You know, they wouldn't have to allow fishing at all there, Vince.
Well, that's all true, but it still doesn't address the question as to why, you know, kayaks, they get water inside their hulls.
Well, sure.
And the same thing. And if you go up to the Susquehanna River, you see kayaks everywhere. And those same kayaks come over to the Gunpowder River.
I'm the one you can complain to. But,
yeah, sure.
But you know, you need to find out who the authority is and address it with them, whether that's the Department of Natural Resources. Send the freshwater fishery guys or the trout guys an email, or me.
I'll definitely do that. I was just wondering if there was another reason out there that I wasn't aware of.
I don't think so.
Something that I've seen that doesn't. It almost makes me laugh. You know, when I see, you know, hundreds of tubers and kayakers going down the rivers, I'm trying to drift.
Well, I would suggest to you that the zebra mussel situation is being monitored on all the waterways in Maryland, and I don't think there's a threat right now from the gunpowder, but, you know, the possibility does exist that somebody could be kayaking on another waterway that does have zebra mussels, or Susquehanna, they've been discovered in Susquehanna, and those zebra mussels could be transferred via the gunpowder through a kayak or a tube, as you suggest, into one of the reservoirs. However, the only thing that the ruling authority can control is the boat launch, and that would be the city of Baltimore. So that's where the restrictions are. You notice there aren't restrictions on other bodies of water in Maryland. For example, Piney Run or Deep Creek Lake or anything like that, you know, they're not necessarily or the Susquehanna, they're not necessarily worried that much about the introduction of zebra mussels, nor, well, I can't speak to the other reservoirs, but I can tell you that, you know, this is a very isolated thing here on the city reservoirs.
Yeah, and that was the purpose of my call, because I would love the opportunity to take a small John boat up to some of these Baltimore City reservoirs, but, you know, I'm unwilling to, you know, sign something yet, because at the end of the day, I like to take it other places as well.
Well, you know, there are a cadre of guys that fish Liberty, Loch Raven, and Pretty Boy, and they do abide by the rules, and they do pay for their permits, and they do...
Sure.
You know, they do enjoy all the privileges of that, and, you know, it's pay-to-play on the reservoirs, unfortunately. You know, who wouldn't like to do something unrestricted, you know? But, I mean, I'd like to hunt Liberty with a shotgun, but you can't do that either.
Sure.
So, all right.
All right, well, thanks for your time.
Hey, look, Vince, you want to send me an email, I'll forward it to the right people. But,
right,
you know, send me your points, send me your suggestions, and we'll be Ellis at Ellis Outdoors. I'll be glad to pass it on.
All right, will do.
Thanks. And he never will. 410 WCBM 680, 410-922-6680. Get in the muzzleloader contest. Give us a call here at that number. Give you your name and phone number, and then go on the air and say hi, and you're in the contest. That's pretty simple. The Great American Outdoor Show, the wild is calling. It's the Great American Outdoor Show, February 1st through the 9th at the Farm Show Complex in Harrisburg, Pennsylvania, presented by the Outdoor Channel. 650,000 square feet of shooting manufacturers, outfitters, boats, RVs, hunting and fishing retailers, and much, much more. Celebrating the outdoor traditions treasured by millions of Americans, featuring the NRA country concerts, including the just-announced Trace Adkins Country Jam, the NRA banquet and auction, the Walla Guns Raffle, archery competitions, and tons of speaking events and interactive displays. The Wild is calling. Tickets are on sale now. Start your adventure at greatamericanoutdoorshow.org. That's greatamericanoutdoorshow.org, February 1st through the 9th in Harrisburg, Pennsylvania. Hey, let me tell you about Clyde Sports Shop, 2307 Hammonds Ferry Road in Lansdowne, just off Beltway, exit 9. If you need any gunsmithing done, if your firearm failed during the firearm season, well, take it to Clyde Sports Shop. They'll fix it up. They'll get you taken care of and get you back where you need to be. Don't forget, if you're a waterfowl hunter, man, the A5 from Browning, the A5, the hump is back. The most reliable, fastest cycling, best performing, and softest shooting recoil-operated shotgun, auto-loading shotgun on the planet. 100,000-round guarantee or 5-year guarantee, kinematic drive system, ergo balance, the Vector Pro length and forcing cones, 12-gauge available in camo and black synthetic models as well as the traditional wood and blued finish. And for waterfowlers, there's the Maxis also, the BPS pump, the Gold Light 10-gauge, if you like. And for firearms shooters, rifle shooters, the extremely accurate bolt-action X-Bolt, available in all standard Magnum and short Magnum calibers for you rifle hunters. Your full-line Browning dealer is Clyde Sports Shop. Give them a call, 410-242-6108. That's 410-242-6108. Website is clydessports.com.
Alan Ellis here for Hammer Hollow Outfitters. Looking for a place to hunt for quality deer or waterfowl? Hammer Hollow Outfitters has thousands of acres spread over 9 farms on Maryland's Eastern Shore. Brian Doyle and Ken Kirchner are dedicated to your success and your safety. Hammer Hollow has proven blinds for ducks and geese, and their farms produce big bucks year after year. Your chances are good for a fair chase mature whitetail. Visit their website, hammerhollowoutfitters.com, or call 410-903-2872. Hammer Hollow Outfitters, 410-903-2872 for geese, ducks, and quality bucks. This is Alan Ellis for Linex Spray-On Bedliners. Bay Linex of Glen Burnie and Catonsville Linex are proud to provide outstanding customer service just like their number one rated Linex spray-on bedliners with a nationwide lifetime warranty. A Linex spray-on bedliner completely seals out water, meaning no rust. It has a durable non-slip surface and is impervious to fuels and harsh chemicals, deer blood, crab juice, and it protects against impact and abrasion from tree stands, tools, and all the other junk you carry in your truck bed. It's easy to clean at the local car wash. Bay Linex of Glen Burnie and Catonsville Linex now offer the new Linex Premium that looks better and lasts longer. Bay Linex of Glen Burnie, located at 400 Arundel Corporation Road, just off Beltway Exit 3A. Call 410-789-0199. That's 410-789-0199. And Catonsville Linex is located at 5617 Baltimore National Pike, inside Beltway Exit 15A. Call 410-455-0800. That's 410-455-0800. Protect your investment, your pickup truck, like I did with a Linex spray-on bedliner.
I enjoy the memories of my hunts as much as I enjoy hunting. The best way to honor the game that you have taken is by preserving your trophy through taxidermy. My taxidermist is Don Travis of Travis Taxidermy near Chestertown. Don has mounted over a dozen ducks for me, my best buck, and my pronghorn antelope with skill and craftsmanship. I wouldn't have it any other way, and neither should you. With over 40 years of experience, Travis Taxidermy has completed specimens from wood ducks to whitetails for thousands of Maryland hunters to the exotic big game animals of Africa and Alaska and beyond. But he would just as soon see you with your buck or your youngster's first goose. Is Travis Taxidermy the cheapest guy in town? No, sir, he's not. Nor is he the most expensive, but in my opinion, he's just the best. For 40 years, Don and his crew have been transforming skin and bones into magnificent creations that will let you relive the memory of your hunt for a lifetime. Call Travis Taxidermy, 410-778-4107. Stop by the showroom or visit TravisTaxidermy.com. Travis Taxidermy, 410-778-4107, exceeding your expectations for over 40 years.
W&W Tire and Auto Service in Finks has taken care of my trucks for over 25 years. Anything from a simple oil change to extensive engine work, brakes, tune-ups, everything, their motto is, we do it. Bridgestone and Firestone tires for pickups, SUVs, and commercial vehicles. Large trucks, motorhomes, even diesel engines are no problem. W&W Tire and Auto Service on Route 140, 3233 Baltimore Boulevard in Finksburg. Look for the big American flag. Call for an appointment, 410-833-8410. W&W Tire and Auto.
Hunters, you could win a $300 gift card from Bass Pro Shops in the statewide Doe Harvest Challenge. You can enter every doe you donate during all deer seasons. Maryland is divided into three regions with 10 chances to win in each region. Just donate your doe through an FHFH deer processor listed in your hunting guide and fill out the entry card. That's it. By donating your doe, you feed the hungry and please local farmers by reducing crop damage. The 2013 Doe Harvest Challenge is sponsored by the Maryland Grain Producers, the Soybean Board, Bass Pro Shops, the Farm Bureau, Farmers and Hunters Feeding the Hungry. For more information, visit FHFH.org.
Chestnuts roasting on an open fire, Jack Frost nipping at your nose, Yuletide carols being sung by a choir, and folks dressed up like Eskimos. Everybody knows a turkey and some mistletoe help to make the season bright. Tiny tots
with their eyes on...
Isn't that Nat King Cole? That's cool. Yeah, I like that version of that song. And I especially like Chipmunks Roasting on an Open Fire. But that's just me. I had sea duck for dinner last night. And you might be going, ooh. But you know what? If you cook it right, sea duck is pretty good. And I learned how to do that from my guide in Maine. You take the sea duck breasts and you soak them in salt water and baking soda overnight. And that kind of pulls the blood out a little bit. You do that. You can, and then rinse them off. You can re-soak them for, you know, twice if you want to. Depends on what you want to do. And then you soak them in buttermilk for 24 hours. Leave them sit in the refrigerator in buttermilk for 24 hours. And that kind of softens them up a little bit. It gives them a little bit of different flavor. And then you cut them in strips. And, you know, you cut them maybe 3/4 inch strips or something like that. And you bread them with just regular breadcrumbs if you want, or seasoned breadcrumbs. I used Italian breadcrumbs last night. And you fry them in oil. And you don't over-fry them, about 3 to maybe 4 minutes. And then flip them once. And, you know, maybe 4 minutes on the first side, 2 minutes on the second side. And they're nice and crispy. And they turn out very nice. It's an acquired taste, but it's better than you might think. And eiders are especially nice. So I do like the eiders. I did have eider and surf scoter last night. So it's pretty good. Let's talk to Mark in Towson. Good morning, Mark. How are you?
Good morning. How are you?
I'm good. What's up?
I just wanted to wish you a Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas to you, buddy.
Thank you.
Yes, sir. So,
it's been a lot of years, and I hope it's a lot more.
25.
Yeah.
Yeah, 25. So, and you've been around for most of it.
Yes, sir. Yeah, I thought from time to time I'd escape, but I'm
nope,
still here.
You're still here.
Yeah, no need for sarcasm, Alan.
Our first caller, December 17th, 1988, was Bert Gelvar. And I talked to Bert not that long ago. He didn't call 25 years later, but I know he listened. So anyway.
It's wonderful.
Yeah, Mark.
And I really, like so many other of your listeners, I really appreciate it.
Yeah, well, I appreciate that, man. We do. We have a lot of nice listeners. We got a lot of folks we've met over the years and talked to over the years and run into people. You're the guy on the radio. Your voice sounds familiar, you know. I never met the person, but, you know, I feel like I have a whole family of friends out there. You know what I mean?
Well, you do. I sort of know how you feel. Sometimes
yeah.
People say, gee, your name is familiar.
Yeah.
Who did you used to be?
Yeah. Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
I went from who's who to who's he.
Well, as we can see by recent events, if you're in the hunting industry and you become overly famous, you become a pretty big target, don't you?
Yeah, you become a real big target.
Whew. Yeah. So I think I'll stay small right where I'm at.
I don't even have to work at that.
Nope. All right.
Okay. Have
Merry
a
Christmas.
Wonderful holiday.
Thanks, you too, Mark. Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Merry Christmas. Bye-bye. There he goes. Let's talk to Bob in Betterton. Good morning, Bob. How are you?
I'm well, thank you, and I'm glad to hear you well. You sound well.
I feel good.
Yeah. I just want to call and wish you and the ones you love Merry Christmas and Happy New Year and enter the contest.
You're in the contest, and we thank you for calling. And same right back at you to all of our listeners. We want to wish a Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year.
Right.
And remember the reason for the season. And, you know, all this commercial stuff and all this frou-frou that's going around, you know, it's what's in your heart. That's what it's all about, right?
Absolutely right. It should be broadcast the world around.
Well, yep, that's what we're trying to do. So
it was exciting to hear you about your little area where you saw the seven deer.
Isn't that something? Eight,
yeah, it was amazing.
9 deer, $8, and there were 2 shooters in the bunch. The one was kind of a pretty cool looking deer. I mean, thick rack, you know, and a mature buck. And I wish we would have got a better look at him, but he kind of fed his way away from us, and I don't even know where he disappeared to. But so much action going on at one time, and boy, when that big wide bodied, wide racked, high racked 10 point come walking in about 17 yards before he bolted on us, and he didn't go far. I mean, he just kind of milled around behind us, and when we left him, he was 25, 30 yards behind us, but he just kind of stood there and like a statue and looked at us for a long time, and then he just kind of slowly walked away. We didn't really spook anything that badly. You know, nothing. We did have one snort wheeze, and I think that was, I don't think he picked up our scent. I don't know if that was a reaction to another deer or whatever, but it was an exciting hunt, no question about it, an exciting 3 hours, so.
I started out as a kid down here in Kent County many, many decades ago, and I've always marveled at the fact that I very, very rarely see a buck wandering across the road.
Right.
Kind of do, and I've always wondered, are bucks more intelligent? Do they know about traffic?
No, I don't think they know about traffic, and I think in the rut, you know, in the breeding season, they get crazy, and they tend to be, the bigger bucks tend to be more nocturnal. I mean, I've seen a few of them hit along the road, but mostly the smaller stuff. I don't know of any, you know, real big bucks other than during the rut that get hit on the road down there. You're absolutely right, so. But you got some great deer,
I'm just joking, of course.
Yeah, I know. You got some great bucks there in Kent County. I've hunted there a couple times this year with the Hammer Hollow Outfitters, and so, yeah. You know, close but no cigar. Let's put it that way.
Yeah.
One of those years. So. All right, Bob. Appreciate it. Merry Christmas to you.
Thank you very, very much.
You too, buddy. Bye bye. There he goes. All right. Chesapeake Outdoors. You know, when you go hunting or fishing on the Eastern Shore, be sure to stop by Chesapeake Outdoors on Kent Island for the largest selection of hunting gear, apparel, boots, and fishing tackle. Chesapeake Outdoors has firearms and ammunition for deer and waterfowl. Compound and crossbows by Matthews at Excalibur. Outdoor clothing and camo by Under Armour and Drake Waterfowl. What a great selection, too. Hunting boots, hip boots, and waders, goose and duck calls for and every accessory you need for your hunt. The friendly and knowledgeable staff can help you find what you need. Services at Chesapeake Outdoors include goose and duck picking. That's goose and duck picking. You can pick your friends, but you can't pick your ducks, but Chesapeake Outdoors can. Bow tuning and repair, custom arrows, scope mounting, and much more. They even have the Bubba Blade knives. Great Christmas gift. And ice for your cooler. For fishermen, you need it. They got it. From panfish to rockfish, you're covered. Chesapeake Outdoors, just off Route 50 East at Dominion Road, exit 39B on Kent Island. Give them a call, 410-604-2500. That's 410-604-2500 for Chesapeake Outdoors.
This is the Wall Street Journal Report. I'm Marcy Norton. That's not your average background music playing at your favorite store. Compiling music playlists for individual stores is becoming quite a high-tech enterprise. The music in a store can keep customers bopping and shopping or drive them out the door. Retailers have been hiring experts to fine-tune playlists that communicate a brand message and put shoppers in the mood to spend. Companies like Mood Media in Austin, Texas, and Play Network in Redmond, Washington, work with chain retailers to design store playlists that match the values and design aesthetic of the brand and the lifestyle of its shoppers. For example, Levi Strauss wanted to develop playlists that reflect the store's pioneering spirit. Gap aims to capture optimism, democracy, and individualism. Some stores like Abercrombie & Fitch go a step further, developing their playlists in-house and making them available on an app. It really is scientific. Psychologists say shopping to music prompts the release of dopamine, delivers a sense of pleasure, and helps focus attention. This is the Wall Street Journal Report.
Mom, I can't do my math homework. I just don't get it. I'm no good at math. I hate math.
I've always considered myself a good mother, but when it came to my son Billy's math, I was at a loss. It wasn't that he didn't try, but he kept falling further behind and losing confidence. Then a friend told me about Math Made Easy DVDs. You can order any subject from arithmetic to fractions, percents, algebra, even calculus. Concepts are simplified in an entertaining way, so students enjoy learning at their own pace, in the convenience of home. It's as easy as watching TV. Best of all, it's affordable for everyone. Listen, in the frustration, call Math Made Easy. Call now for a 30-day risk-free trial. 866-569-MATH. With Math Made Easy, your child will always be prepared and one step ahead. Call now, 866-569-MATH. That's 866-569-6284. Or visit us at mathmadeeasy.com.
Well, in North Carolina, way back in the hills, sun went down. Then he'd fill him a jug and he'd pass it around. Mighty, mighty pleasing, Pap, the storm's squeezing. Ooh, white lightning. Well, a G-man, T-man, a rebel lures too, searching for a place where he made his boot. They were looking, trying to book him, but my pappy kept a cooking.
White lightning.
Good old George Jones. Who else passed away this week? Ray Price died. Yeah, Ray Price. See if you can find anything on Ray Price. I think he'll have to go. I don't know the name of the title. I don't know the title of the song. You can tell your friend there with you. He'll have to go. I think that was a Ray Price song. Hey, good morning, John. How are you doing?
Good, Alan. How are you?
Good. What's up?
Well, first of all, Merry Christmas.
Same to you.
Thanks, sir. I'd like to get in the muzzleloader contest.
You're in.
All right. And the reason I called, you have the hunt, you're successful, you get the deer, you get a process, you bring it home, you put it in the freezer.
Yep.
Next year, you have the hunt, you're successful, you bring the deer home, you put it in the freezer, and you still got some from last year.
Yeah.
How long can you leave it in there?
Well, as long as it lasts. And I don't mean that to be funny, but here's my key on this. Now, anything with fat in it, like burger, if you get beef fat or pork fat added to your burger, I would say a year on that. And it depends on how it's packed. Now, a lot of the butchers are going to this cryovacking or vacpacking the stuff, and
right,
that'll last up to 2 to 3 years if you really need it to.
Right.
The steaks and the roasts and things like that, depending on how it's packed, again, another up to 2 years.
Okay.
I did a venison roast the other day that I turned into pulled barbecue. That was from last season, and it was perfectly fine, perfectly fine. But anything with fat, the fat doesn't freeze well, and fat will tend to turn rancid in your refrigerator. So,
okay,
you know, just keep that in mind, because what'll happen is you pull a piece of meat out of the freezer and it looks like it's freezer burnt. Well, rinse it off real good. Trim off that what appears to be freezer burnt, and it should be pretty good. And also trim off all the fat and give yourself a little border around the fat, you know, like the outside of the steak on the hind quarter, you know, that it's wrapped with basically wrapped with fat. But when you get it out of the freezer and you think it you know, it's old or whatever, trim all that fat off and examine the meat and smell it. If it smells fine, cook it and eat it. It's good.
Okay.
Yeah. I mean, you know, it's up to the individual person. And then the other thing you can do is if your butcher doesn't cryovac, you can break your meat down and put it in a food saver or all your, you know, which I've had a food saver for many, many, many moons, and probably 20 years. And the food saver does a tremendous job. So that's actually the reason I ate the sea ducks last night from last November. They were not. I did not. I brought them home in a baggie and threw them in the freezer. I didn't put them in the. I didn't. Well, you know, tired from a week in Maine, and didn't freeze. Didn't put them in the food saver, and I had to trim a little bit of freezer burn off one of the Scoter breast fillets. But you know, other than that, it was fine. Yeah, a lot of people throw meat out that's not really that bad, especially venison. So. You know, but if you get it out, you trim it up and you examine it, you know, there's all kinds of recipes you can make. You know, if you got steaks, you don't have to cook them as steaks. You cut them up, make them into stew meat, you know.
Right.
So.
Yeah, because I notice a lot of people are generous with their deer meat, like in the beginning of September, right before the season opens.
Yeah. Yeah, I know. I understand.
So. Okay.
All right, buddy. There you go.
Very good. Thanks.
Bye-bye. Yep. All right, 410 WCBM 680, 410-922-6680. The Wild is calling. That's The Wild, yes. Great American Outdoor Show, February 1st through the 9th at the Farm Show Complex in Harrisburg, Pennsylvania. Presented by The Outdoor Channel, 650,000 square feet of shooting manufacturers, outfitters, boats, RVs, hunting and fishing retailers, and much, much more. Celebrating the outdoor traditions treasured by millions of Americans.
featuring the NRA Country Concerts, including the just-announced Trace Adkins Country Jam, the NRA Banquet and Auction, the Walla Guns Raffle, Archery Competition, and tons of speaking events and interactive displays. The Wild is calling. Tickets are on sale now. Start your adventure at GreatAmericanOutdoorShow.org. That's O-R-G. That's GreatAmericanOutdoorShow.org. February 1st to the 9th in Harrisburg, Pennsylvania. Clyde Sports Shop, 2307 Hammonds Ferry Road, is your headquarters for fishing and hunting. If you're getting ready for fishing season, well, you know, license will go on sale, and you can get out and get your reels all spooled up with fresh fishing line. You can check out all the lures and, you know, pick up something new, pick up some trout bait, pick up, even have live bait if you want right now, if you want to go fishing. You know, we had Keith Lockwood on here last week talking about winter fishing opportunities, and Clyde's has everything you need for fishing throughout the winter. So you could get, you know, ready for perch season and everything else. Go in there and talk to them about fishing and hunting in the great outdoors and take a look at their gun supply. They've got ammo, they got scopes and binoculars, they got everything you can need, want, or imagine for fishing and hunting at Clyde Sports Shop, 2307 Hammonds Ferry Road. Don't forget the good Thompson Center muzzle loaders, too. 2307 Hammonds Ferry Road in Lansdowne, just off Beltway exit number 9, 410-242-6108. That's 410-242-6108. Or call the fishing hotline for the updated fishing report year-round, 247-3474, 247-FISH for Clyde Sports Shop.
Don't be fooled by cheap crab prices. That's bull stuff.
NBS Seafood offers live Louisiana blue crabs during the off-season. Avoid the pre-steamed, mushy, flavorless crab scandal. Get your live crabs at NBS Seafood. You can enjoy your crabs tonight. Cook your own crabs to unlock that special flavor that fresh steamed crabs are famous for. Just 20 minutes in your steamer, so good your taste buds scream. We even have the crab spice for you. Call NBS Seafood at 410-271-3202. NBS Seafood now has Chincoteague and Pocomoke oysters in the shell or by the pint. Maryland crab meat, live Maine lobsters, live crawfish, wild-cut Gulf shrimp, and many fresh and flash-frozen delights, too. NBS Seafood has a roadside stand at 1223 Dorsey Road in Glen Burnie next to Jim Donnie's RV. Open 7 days a week, Monday through Friday, 2:30 to 6:30, Saturday and Sunday from 10 to 6:30. That phone number is 410-271-3202, 410-271-3202 for live crabs. NBS Seafood, no bull stuff sold here.
This is Alan Ellis for Linex Spray-On Bedliners. Catonsville Linex and Bay Linex of Glen Burnie are proud to provide outstanding customer service, just like their number one rated Linex spray-on bedliners with a nationwide lifetime warranty. A Linex spray-on bedliner completely seals out water, meaning no rust. It has a durable non-slip surface and is impervious to fuels and harsh chemicals, deer blood, crab juice, and it protects against impact and abrasion from tree stands and tools and all the other junk you carry in your truck bed. It's easy to clean at your local car wash, too. Catonsville Linex and Bay Linex of Glen Burnie now offer the new Linex Premium that looks better and lasts longer. Catonsville Linex is located at 5617 Baltimore National Pike, inside Beltway Exit 15A. Call 410-455-0800. That's 410-455-0800. Bay Linex of Glen Burnie is located at 400 Arundel Corporation Road, just off Beltway Exit 3A. Call 410-789-0199. That's 410-789-0199. Protect your investment, your pickup truck, like I did with a Linex spray-on bedliner.
The Doe Harvest Challenge is now statewide. Deer hunters, by donating your female deer, you feed the hungry and please local farmers by reducing crop damage. Now you could win a $300 gift card from Bass Pro Shops. Maryland is divided into three regions with 10 chances to win in each region. Just donate your doe through an FHFH deer processor listed in your hunting guide and fill out the entry card. That's it. You can enter every doe you donate during all deer seasons. The 2013 Doe Harvest Challenge is sponsored by the Maryland Grain Producers, the Soybean Board, Bass Pro Shops, the Farm Bureau, and Farmers and Hunters Feeding the Hungry. For more information, visit FHFH.org.
Don't look so sad. I know it's over. But life goes on, and this old world will keep on turning. Let's just be glad we had some time to spend together. There's no need to watch the bridges that we're burning. Lay your head upon my pillow. Hold your warm and tender body close to mine. Hear the whisper of the raindrops blowing soft against the window, and make believe you love me one more time. Father, good time.
There you go, little Ray Price. Gotta love that. You gotta love that voice. I mean, you know, you can't. Yeah, no wonder he would, you know. Anyway. Yep. That was one of the biggest hits, I think, for the good times. Yeah. All right, everybody, wake up. Don't lay your head down on the pillow. Just keep on listening and call in here. 410-922-6680 is our... Man, that made me sleepy. 410-922-6680. Get in the muzzleloader contest. You got 1 week to go. That'd be next week. And then we're going to pull the winner, final winner of the year for the CVA Wolf muzzleloader. Send it out to you from folks at Fine Folks at CVA. Visit their website, cva.com, and check out the full line of muzzleloaders. And I've got a couple of them. I like them and enjoy shooting them. So there you go. Let me tell you one more time about the Emmanuel United Church of Christ in Cambridge, the family waterfowl hunt. The Emmanuel, Immanuel, United Church of Christ in Cambridge, will hold a family waterfowl hunt on Saturday, 12/28. That's next Saturday, with registration and a continental breakfast starting at 5 a.m. when we go on the air. The hunt tickets are now available for $60 each and includes a continental breakfast, a guided hunt, lunch, and one door prize ticket. If you want to buy lunch, you know, when you come back from the hunt, it's 10 bucks. And there's a shotgun raffle as well. It's a Beretta A400 3.5-inch chamber camo. Tickets for the raffle are 10 bucks each, or 3 for 25. Now, you can purchase tickets at the church if you live down in on the Eastern Shore in Cambridge or Easton or one of those areas down there. You can buy them from committee members, or you can mail a check with names and ages and addresses of each hunter to the Emmanuel United Church of Christ, 5401 Whitehall Road in Cambridge. I would call Robin Moore and make your arrangements for the hunt if you want to go, or get more details. Robin M. Moore, 443-521, 443-521-7869, 443-521-7869. That's Robin Moore, and she'll handle all your information for the Emmanuel United Church of Christ waterfowl hunt coming up next Saturday. On Christmas night, 10:30 in the evening, Larry Albright at Albright's Gun Shop in Easton, he's excited to announce that it is featured, that is, Albright's Gun Shop is featured on the season finale of the national TV show called Alternate Route, R-O-U-T-E, with Matt Haranek, and that's on Esquire TV. I don't know what channel that is on your cable box, but you can look it up, Esquire TV, and that'll be Christmas night at 10:30 p.m. The host, apparently this Matt Haranek guy, and I guess you could Google Esquire TV if you wanted. He's coming around Maryland. He's got some stuff he's doing, boat building, and he buys a gun at Albright's Gun Shop, and I don't know if he goes crabbing or what he does. Who knows? But check that out Christmas night at 10:30 if you're, you know, if you're able. Let's see. We got Betty Jean. Good morning, Betty Jean. How are you? What's up?
I'm fine. How are you?
I'm good. What's up?
Well, I'll tell you. If I had a hunting license.
Yeah?
And had one of my guns in this state, I could have shot a nice big buck.
Really?
Right in my backyard. He comes here and eats peanuts.
Well, there's a reason he comes there.
Because I feed the peanuts.
You give him peanuts. We've had this conversation, haven't we?
Well, we have, but I tell you, there's so many squirrels, and I put the peanuts out, but I'll tell you, the deer think I'm their mother. They come and stand at my my back steps, and look in my door.
Yeah, nice.
Until I throw peanuts out, and I'll tell you, I just have to do it.
Well,
what really worries me is we have quite a few foxes in this area, red foxes.
Oh, yeah.
Gorgeous.
Oh, yeah.
And someone has been putting traps out for these things, and they've been catching the little ones, the younger ones. And, you know, when they get caught in a trap, they'll chew their foot off.
That's not quite true there, Betty Jean.
Oh, no, no, no.
No, no.
I have three of them running around here with three legs now. And they come, and I feed them. You know, they're beautiful animals. But, you know, we don't know what to do about the animals out here. We've got foxes and groundhogs and raccoons that come every night and eat dog biscuits. But the only reason I know the raccoons are here because they went up in a tree and got on my roof. So I thought instead of having them tearing the roof up, they could come down and eat the dog biscuits. Crazy, isn't it?
Yeah.
But I don't know. Are they ever going to have a license to hunt deer here? Because we've got a lot of them.
Well, where? I mean, you live in Lutherville. I don't know where in Lutherville. Do you live on the reservoir over there or what?
No. Right off Seminary Avenue, between Seminary Avenue.
Well, how many acres do you have there, Betty Jean?
And Timonium. I don't have any acres.
Well, then, you know, you got to find somebody with enough acreage who will allow somebody to bow hunt over there if that's what you want people to do is take out the deer.
Well, let me tell you, this is the neighborhood with hundreds of people living in.
Yeah, here. Well, I know that, sure.
And they're putting up a new development up on top of the hill.
Yeah. Well, you're building a perfect habitat for deer. That's what's going on. You got a little bit of woods, you got water, you got every kind of imaginable food source there as far as the ornamental shrubbery and everything else, the hosta and the azaleas and all the good shrubbery that they like to eat this time of year. And that's why they're coming into your yards. Of course, Betty Jean over there in Lutherville, she's feeding them. So, you know.
Well, I'll tell you, I can't let them go hungry.
Well, they don't, dear. Betty Jean, that deer have been, and foxes and possums and raccoons have been existing for millions of years, and they'll exist for, you know, thousands of years after you and I are both gone, and they didn't grow up eating peanuts. You know, they know how to fend for themselves.
Well,
you just like seeing them.
I grew up on a farm.
Yeah. Right.
So I know all these animals.
Sure.
They come on the farm this winter.
But you may be doing them more harm than good. I mean, you may be bringing them into your yard, running them through traffic and, you know, that type of thing. So.
Oh, they did that before.
Yeah, okay. Betty Jean, I got to let you go. I want to wish you a Merry Christmas, though.
Merry Christmas to you.
Thank you.
Bye.
Bye-bye. Good morning, Tom and Perry Hall. How are you?
Hey, Alan, yeah, I'm the guy who always sees the otters.
I know you are, sure.
Oh, yeah, well, I wanted to thank you and everybody listening, you know, to let them know what a wealth of information you are.
Well, we try.
Little things like track, when I see a track or some type of phenomena, any type of phenomena I see in the woods. I might not be a hunter, but I still learn a lot.
Right. by the way, the dog that you sent me a photo of?
Yes.
If some hunters would see that dog in pursuit of deer, the dog would not be around.
Interesting. I'll pass that on to my friend. He's a retired hunter. He's like a Ducks Unlimited guy.
Yeah, well, he should know better than to let that dog run. He should know better than to let the dog run loose and let it run deer. Somebody will put that dog out of its misery if it's running deer.
Even though private neighborhood.
Okay.
I'm not trying to be argumentative, but just, you know, I'm just, well, I'll pass it along to him. He's a retired hunter, if you know what I'm saying.
I understand. Yeah.
He loves the dog, but that's a different angle or whatever. I hadn't thought of that.
Yeah.
I'll pass it on to him.
Yeah, I mean, it number one, it's illegal. So, to allow your dog to run deer, so.
Oh, I should say.
Yeah.
I'll have a conversation with, well, I tell you, when I get into a conversation with him, it's like talking to you or the other guys. You know, I get really interested.
Sure, yeah.
We have a real... Sorry.
No, that's all right. No, you don't have to be sorry.
Interesting style. That's like you. That's all I'm saying.
I got you. All right, buddy. Hey, Tom, Merry Christmas.
Okay, Merry Christmas to you, Alan.
Keep sending those photos, man. We appreciate it. See ya.
Have fun.
All right, bye-bye.
Goodbye.
There he goes. All right. Hey, we got to take a break. We do. Go for it.
Nothing is more frustrating than a dead battery. When your truck won't start or your boat or ATV leaves you stranded far from home, that's not good. The solution is Battery Warehouse. Not only does Battery Warehouse provide batteries for your car or truck, you can find marine batteries for cranking or trolling, ATV batteries, tractor batteries, motorcycle batteries, and batteries for all outdoors equipment. Did you know Battery Warehouse has batteries for wild game feeders, dog collars, cell phones, predator calls, and trail cameras? How about your video camera? Or if you tow your boat or trailer, your trailer brake control battery? Any battery you need. With 10 locations in Central Maryland, there's a Battery Warehouse convenient to you. Bel Air, Frederick, Cockeysville, Glen Burnie, Dundalk, Hagerstown, Westminster, Eldersburg, Parkville, and Woodlawn. Visit BatteryWarehouseMaryland.com online for the phone numbers and more information. When you need a hot flash, get to the Battery Warehouse near you.
Every now and then, you tag a nice buck or a pretty drake duck, or you get a chance to go out west or Canada, Alaska, even Africa on a big game hunt. Or your youngster bags his first deer or goose. Now, you want to preserve the memory of that hunt and honor that trophy. Don Travis has mounted thousands of game animals from around the world at his shop, Travis Taxidermy, near Chestertown. Don's mounted over a dozen ducks for me, my best buck, my pronghorn antelope, with skill and craftsmanship. I wouldn't have it any other way, and neither should you. I like visiting my account and seeing his mountain lion, his coos deer, his elk, and his wife's African lion, all mounted by Travis Taxidermy. Is Travis Taxidermy the cheapest guy in town? No, sir, he is not. Nor is he the most expensive. In my opinion, he's just the best. For 40 years, Don and his crew have transformed skin and bones into magnificent creations that will let you relive the memory of the hunt for a lifetime. Call Travis Taxidermy at 410-778-4107 or visit TravisTaxidermy.com. Travis Taxidermy, 410-778-4107, exceeding your expectations for 40 years.
If you're a working man and your truck breaks down, you only need to know one repair shop, W&W Tire and Auto Service in Finksburg. They built your reputation on getting you in, fixed, and out the door quickly, efficiently, and at a very competitive price. Bridgestone and Firestone tires for pickups, SUVs, and commercial vehicles, large trucks, motorhomes, even diesel engines are no problem. W&W Tire and Auto Service on Route 140, 3233 Baltimore Boulevard in Finksburg. Just look for that big American flag. Call for an appointment, 410-833-8410, W&W Tire and Auto.
Hey, we're out of time. Get out, stay safe. Merry Christmas, everybody!
Hunters, you could win a $300 gift card from Bass Pro Shops in the statewide Doe Harvest Challenge. You can enter every doe you donate during all deer seasons. Maryland is divided into three regions with 10 chances to win in each region. Just donate your doe through an FHFH deer processor listed in your hunting guide and fill out the entry card.